With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It's a done deal as President Trump has signed an executive order establishing new trade penalties against Canada, Mexico, and China. The White House says the move also indicates it includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate against Washington. Hamas has freed three hostages as part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys, waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American-Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The U.S. military flexing some muscle this morning, conducting coordinated airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. The Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. Also at SRNNews.com, Missouri Republican Congressman Malk Alford tells the Salem Radio Network the media is exaggerating the public's reaction to President Trump's pausing federal benefits.
Well, yes, people are confused, they're concerned, they're scared, they're living in fear. The world is coming to an end. That's not the case.
Alford says President Trump is not stopping the distribution of federal benefits to Americans in need.
The freeze on the grant programs does not affect any individual receiving any aid from the federal government. It does not include the SNAP programs. It does not include Social Security, Medicare, nor Medicaid.
All across America, colleges and universities are navigating the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Some schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers are working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in classrooms. GOP lawmakers argue with their liberal bias, the unions are unfit to represent teachers with conservative views. This is SRN News. The cost of hosting a Super Bowl party next Sunday won't be much more than last year.
Experts say the increase over 1 year ago is about 10 cents. But economists with the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute say not all snacks are created equally, and consumers may have to pay very close attention to prices if they don't want to break the bank. Now, celery and broccoli are the best dipping choices since they cost less this year. Salsa and nacho cheese are holding steady. Jason Walker reporting.
Groundhog Day predictions about the coming of spring put the spotlight on Punxsutawney Phil every February 2nd, but celebrating the midpoint between the shortest and darkest day of the year and the spring equinox has roots in European agricultural life. Punxsutawney Phil is far from the only groundhog whose human handlers make annual announcements about whether they've seen their own shadow and are predicting six more weeks of winter or early spring. This is SRN News.